Following the clearing of garbage in Accra, the municipal assemblies of Abokobi, Adenson and Madina have embarked on the sorting of choke drains, clearing of refuse and education on good sanitation practices to prevent cholera in the municipalities. Radio Ghana spoke to three MCEs to find out how far their municipalities have gone with sanitation. First, the Abokobi District Chief Executive, John Kwausaki. According to him, the assembly is on top of issues on sanitation.
What you saw, the landfill site, the special exercise I've started in Accra, they brought the refuse there. So it is not from Abokobi or the Abokobi township. You came to Umra at Abokobi. What you saw is a landfill site serving all the municipalities in Greater Accra. On sanitation, we are actually working on, as expected, the Regional Security Council, headed by the Regional Minister, directed all MMDCs to intensify education on cholera and take certain action plans, and also update the regional administration on the situation of cholera in the region. And we have been following that. And that has actually brought some sort of sanity in the exercise of the cholera dam in the Greater Accra, including my municipality. We are on top on the east. You can visit the dummy market yourself. We have actually constructed refuse bins. Normally, when it rains and the vehicles are not able to lift the containers at the market and they bring in more refuse, at the end of the day, it actually gives a very bad image of the municipality. So the assembly took a decision that we should have refuse day at the market, concrete the floor, and then separate it from the market so that any time it rains, the vehicle can go there and leave containers. And this is what we have done. So the part where you see the refuse and the orange sellers selling, that is the thing of the past. You can have a visit place and you can see for yourself. We have not established a sanitation like the AME, but we are using the normal court water at Medina to fight the necessary court actions there. We are not facing liquidity problems because it is a matter of planning, a matter of strategy. Now, the market in Medina contributes a lot to the assembly, but at the same time too, we have a lot of responsibilities there. Now, what we put in place when the district was, which was a good one, and it has also fast-tracked development in the other part of my municipality, which is now Lahang, Pantanai, Medina, is to make sure that we intensify the revenue mobilization. And I can say that we are doing badly at all since the Medina section was taken away. We've been able to explore new ways of intensifying the collection of the revenue. And with the street naming exercise which we have done, it has also brought in new revenue. Hitherto we were not getting, so it is a good move. The housing numbering, and then we were able to identify new batches which hitherto was not on our radar. And that has actually increased the revenue of the property rate that we are collecting.
That was the DCE of Abokobi, John Kwausaki. The Adenta Municipal Chief Executive, Benjamin Agenu, says the assembly is mapping out areas where there are no dustbins for supplies to be made to residents. He said two boreholes would soon be provided in the community and three other mechanized water systems rehabilitated to improve sanitation.
It is true, cholera is that we have been able to do our investigation to know where and where cholera is possible to occur. And so we are seriously working at that. Bear with me that refuse in general has been a challenge to all the MMDs. The issue is that if you really don't have access to a place where to dump your refuse, you are likely to dump it anywhere. In collaboration with central government, we've been able to come up with a policy where we will be distributing the free bins to areas that are not yet covered by our agencies that are collecting our refuse. So very soon we'll roll that one. Apart from that, areas like, aviation land, for instance, if you are observant, if you are within our municipality, you know, since I came, I have been able to block all the entrances where people used to dump refuse. I'm having a little challenge, so you do that and the next day they go and then open again. But still, we are working on it. The other areas are gutters and others. We have put the measures in place where the assembly members are coordinating for us to distill them. So we are on call trying to do all those things. We collaborated with the Zoom Lion and they are helping us with some of their vehicles for us to collect them. And so on the whole, this is what we are doing for the municipality.
In Madina, the chief executive, Franklin Anku, asked residents to cooperate with the assembly to rid Madina of filth.
It is an issue that we as a municipality or assembly certainly have to grapple with because of the attitude of the people. No way you can say that you can mitigate it entirely. You can eradicate it entirely, but then you can only mitigate. What so far we have done as a municipality is that when we realized that the situation was becoming overwhelming, I have ordered that, one, we should do a fumigation of all the facilities besides the collection of the waste from the gutters and the areas that we think that people have actually created, those kind of garbages. The second aspect is that we are now looking at going to purchase a tent. We want to set up a containment center at one of the polyclinics that we normally refer to as Kekile Polyclinic. So that is where we are now. The situation is not as alarming as it is in some other areas. Because the facilities do not have areas where people who have these kind of problems will be separated from the main outpatient people. As they go to mix with them, certainly people may contract that disease because it's airborne, it's contagious. So we want to create a separate place for them so that they can go in there and then they'll be fine. So that all the necessary assistance that they need to be given from there when they are actually well stabled, they can get back to their residence and continue with them. So that is where we are now as an assembly. The street naming exercise also, we are almost there. The names, you will agree with me that Medina has its own geopolitical challenges. As at last Friday, we've been able to meet with the chiefs. We actually finish those bottlenecks that we're all anticipating that will give us a problem. So all the names have been agreed on. So all that we need to do now is that the technical people need to go to work now, and then we'll take off from there. I mean by naming the streets, because now the names are available to us. There'll be no problem of a name because we are the indigenous. This name must go here. No, that challenge, we have ironed them out. So before the September ending, we are there. The issue is about budgetary allocation. You know, on yearly basis, they give us budget. So you need to operate within your budget. And we've been warned not to go over, but which has actually created problem for the government over the years. So I am only being very cautious that the money that I've been allocated for, I should work within that. So what the money left can do now is what I have done, at least to make some of them motorable until next year. God willing, when we are given another allocation, then we can seal it now. That's by putting bitumen on them. I can only want to appeal to all the residents of the Lankwantanai Medina municipality that cholera knows no bounds. It is no respecter of human beings. We should all do our best, but not definitely disposing our waste. Let us all go for the waste bin. Make sure that we keep our waste properly. Environmental cleanliness is the best, because as I said, cleanliness is not godliness. Let us all do that so that we can be cholera free, so that at least we can all look forward for a better or meaningful development.
La Nkwantanan Madina DCE Franklin Anko.